What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Toe itch.
Okay.
Or athlete foot.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay. People make it around here?
Some call it booze.
Yeah. But I think whiskey, they call it about as much as anything.
Okay. You mean the homemade stuff, they still call it whiskey?
White lightning, oh, it turns lots of things.
I've seen none of it now.
Okay.
Mountain Dew.
What did they call it on the radio when I said not to drink none of that?
Moonshine.
Moonshine, yeah.
Yeah. Not to drink this deadly poison on it.
What do you call cheap whiskey? Whiskey that's bad for you. Do you have a term for it?
No, I don't think so. I see that when they adulterate it to make more out of it. But I think it's still called whiskey.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toys.
Okay. Now this next section has to do with verb tenses. Now here again, what I'm interested in is just what you normally say around the house, not what you teach to your students. Now let's see, if we were talking about seeing somebody, you'd say, today I see him, yesterday I saw him, many times I
have seen him.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
bought?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I
bought.
Okay. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been
eaten?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday I
ate.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you
drunk?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago I
drank.
If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they
did the work.
Okay. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has the stump been
drug?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday we
drive.
Okay. If we're talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse been
driven?
No, talking about riding a horse, I'm sorry. Talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse ever been
ridden?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone
rode them.
Okay. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you could ask, has the bell been
rung?
And I might tell you, yes, this morning they
rang.
If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
risen?
And I might tell you, at 6 o'clock this morning it
rose.
Okay. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake?
Has he dived?
Okay.
I don't know. I forgot.
And I might answer, yes, 5 minutes ago he
dived.
Okay. If we were talking, that's a funny one. You know, I looked that up once. And it's, I think just about any of them is okay.
Now, dived, I don't believe that's correct. Is it dived over different?
I think so. I think you can use either one you want to.
Well, it's been so long since I've been in those.
Yeah, well, like I said, now what I want is just what you ordinarily say. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
have grown up?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, years ago they
grew.
If I asked you how old you are, you would say, what, 58?
I am 58.
And if I asked, are you tired? You might answer, no, I
am not tired.